Thank you, Commissioner. It's just absolutely fantastic to see this oversold crowd here, and I just can't wait until next year. I'm totally convinced we'll have twice as many people at your Farm to Fuel Summit next year. Let me start off with a little story. At 6:30 this morning, I stopped at our on the way over here, I stopped at our local Circle K in the Nonasassa, which is in the eastern part of Hillsborough County, to pick up my coffee and newspapers. And let me back up and mention to you, Commissioner Bronson knows this story, that one of my predecessors, retired Marine Corps General Bob Milligan, who was the former comptroller, and now, by the way, is a person that I recruited back into state government to serve as your insurance consumer advocate, said to me when I called him and told him I was thinking about running for this position, that this is the most important thing that I could remember. He said the way that he managed himself and while all the years he was in office was by this litmus test. If you can't explain it to the people down at the Circle K, you better not be doing it. So as I walked into my Circle K this morning to get my coffee and newspapers, the young woman at the end at the counter was the young woman at the counter. I had forgotten I was wearing this shirt, which is an advertisement. Thank you, Commissioner, for Farm to Fuel that the commissioner gave me a couple of months ago. And she said, "Who do you work for?" And I thought, oh, well, how do I get into this? I said, I work for the state of Florida. And she said, what do you do? And then I, of course, realized that she was looking at my shirt. And I said, well, I'm getting ready to go to a conference to talk about, and I'm thinking, how do I simplify this in my political soundbite talk? I said, we're talking about ways to grow crops to turn into fuel. And she said, oh, do you mean like ethanol? I said, yeah. She said, that's good. That's very good. We need to protect our ozone layer. So as we chuckle and as I kind of laughed, one of my light bulbs went on, and I thought to myself, if the checkout girl at the Circle K in Thononasassa is getting it, everybody's getting it. Thank you, Commissioner, so much for organizing this summit. I share his commentary. My head is certainly in this as your chief financial officer, but my heart is also in this issue as well, because the commissioner did mention I grew up in North Carolina, but I'm a farm girl from North Carolina. And I learned many things growing up on the farm. One of the things that my father continued to, and to this day, because he's at the age of 83, he's still there, that he continues to drum into my head is that farmers are the best conservationists, because we understand that if we are not good stewards of our land, then our very livelihood is at risk. Thank you. So here I am for the last 20 plus years in Florida and have seen the tremendous pressure that our ag industry has been under for these last 20-some years. At a Leadership Florida conference recently, we were asked to name our favorite Florida books. And, you know, a lot of people said Skinny Dip by Carl Hiaasen or some of these other, the Travis McGee novels. I stood up and I said, my most favorite Florida book is A Land Remembered by Patrick Smith, and it should be required reading for anyone who lives in Florida. And it's, as you know, a historical novel. Some people say not very well written, but it's still my favorite book. And I'm remembering this morning about the story of this history of Florida and how we came to be such a dynamic market. And one of the most important historical things that happened was when citrus first started to be planted and grown in Florida. And look at where we've come with our citrus industry. So my bold prediction is that this sea change that we're seeing in addressing opportunities that we have to grow and be involved in biomass is going to change the face of Florida and Florida agriculture in historic proportions, potentially just as much as citrus did. Let me tell you more specifically about my interests. Number one, the economic vitality of the state. If we take advantage of these opportunities, then perhaps we have a chance that we all won't be living in a state that is covered up with concrete and rooftops. That's my greatest hope, is that our ag industry is able to grow and thrive, and we're going to relieve some of that pressure for development that many of you are experiencing. Secondly, we have issues of investment in our state. As a result of these climate change conversations, I, as your state treasurer, joined the Investors Network on Climate Risk, INCR. They have a website, too. This is a group of people who manage large funds. As you know, we manage $130 billion in pension money here in our state. And we are looking at the issues of climate risk in terms of ensuring that we're making investments in those industries that are taking advantage of this change in the future, and also very carefully looking at investments in companies who are still mired in the policies of the past, who might get caught up, whose share prices might decline because of the impact of these environmental and climate risk issues. And thirdly, insurance risk. I need to be mindful of the risk that we are taking on as a state. And maybe most importantly, because I know this is an issue for many of you, is how do we insure our properties, and how do we insure the assets that many of you have in your farmlands? Or that if you're interested in making an investment in a production facility, how are we going to insure them against loss? So after last night and being here, I set three goals for myself, as I hope many of you will have after today's conference, your own goals. Number one, I serve on the board of Enterprise Florida, which is the public-private partnership that's charged with looking for economic development opportunities in this state. They have put together what they call cluster groups that they are going to be focusing on attracting to our state, high-tech, biomedical. I'm going to encourage Enterprise Florida and talk to John Adams, our executive director, about making these issues, these farm-to-fuel issues, one of our strategic clusters so that we can work with you and go out and recruit industry, and more importantly, to take what we have right here within our state and find incentives and ways to support growing this very important opportunity that we have. Secondly, on the issues of insurance, I'm going to continue to work with members of the ag community to figure out how we can help our industry protect their assets and their livelihoods and their monies in terms of riding risk and protecting your facilities. And thirdly, as Commissioner Bronson mentioned, I will continue to work together with him, Governor Crist, Attorney General McCollum at the cabinet level on these important land use and environmental issues that will impact our success in the Farm to Fuel initiative. So in conclusion, I look forward to working with you. I look forward to continuing to serve as your chief financial officer and ensuring that we have a very healthy, strong knowledge in our state about the economic opportunities that exist in the Farm to Fuel initiative. Thank you.